It's widely known that the largest group of registered voters in Maine is not enrolled in a political party. They prefer to call themselves independents, but studies show that relatively few are truly free of any partisan leanings. Mal Leary has our story.
Following the election of independent Governor James Longley in the 1970s, the number of registered voters who were not members of a political party continued to grow. The trend was bolstered by Angus King's election as governor in the 1990s and as independent senator in 2012. Political observers say that many Mainers like the idea that they are independent and vote as they see fit.
Maine's politics are fairly intimate.
Ron Schmidt is a political science professor at the University of Southern Maine.
People still go door to door to ask for votes. I think Maine voters feel a little more sense of control over the outcome of their votes than voters in, say, California, where I grew up.
And many also share another trait, says Jim Melcher of the University of Maine at Farmington.
What a lot of independents share is a distaste for parties, that they see parties as setting up competition, that's too much bickering, that they're not problem-solving enough.
But despite these tendencies, Melcher says most independent voters do, in fact, lean either towards the Republican or Democratic Party and vote accordingly in general elections. University of Maine political scientist Mark Brewer says this growing perception that voters who shun political parties are also free-thinking and highly objective has been shown in studies to be inaccurate.
We have this image of the highly informed, highly educated, independent voter who, you know, tracks things carefully and makes up their own mind based on being well-informed. That's a myth.
Brewer says there are some true independent voters who do not lean to either major party, but he says they are small in number. A study by the Pew Research Center of the 2016 Maine electorate placed that number at 13%, just over a third of the total number of independent voters, who make up about 35% of all registered voters in Maine. Brian Duff, a political scientist at the University of New England, says research shows that independents provide consistent support to the parties on election day.
I see no evidence that fewer people are leaning towards one party or another, and independent leaners basically act like the members of their party. They vote almost as consistently.
All of the political scientists interviewed for this story point out, however, that independents do not turn out to vote in the same percentages as party members, and that it is the partisan voters that drive Maine's turnout to one of the highest in the nation. In 2014, a year with a hotly contested governor's race, independents made up 37% of registered voters, but only 20% of those who actually went to the polls. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.